With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Israeli military has announced a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip to allow the deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid. The army says the pause will remain in effect until about 1600 hours Greenwich Mean Time today, but there will be more in future days. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if fighting breaks out between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's response this time will be much faster and decisive than it was toward Hamas.
Our weak point is a war of attrition. Can't work. Can't win. And our weak point is a war that doesn't have a full trigger. And one of the issues I'm breaking up in Washington is, okay, what's the trigger? Is it one rocket on Haifa? Is it two rockets on Haifa?
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network once Hezbollah starts firing, Israel will be forced to respond with overwhelming force. Congressman Mike Waltz, the Florida Republican, says because of the botched pullout of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, the Taliban is back in control and Osama bin Laden's original vision is likely to be fulfilled by al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Take on the West and to establish a Islamic extremist caliphate and country. Well, they have that. It took them 20 years to do it, but under Joe Biden, it's there now.
Congressman Waltz interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show. A rivalry is flaring up as Kansas lawmakers try to snatch the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs away from Missouri. The Kansas legislature expects to consider a plan to help both the Chiefs and the Royals of Major League Baseball finance new stadiums, even though economists long ago concluded that subsidizing pro sports is not worth the cost in the long run. Kansas legislators set to convene a special session on Tuesday. This is SRN News. Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 1969, sparking a riot and several days of protests. Homosexual activists say it was the beginning of the national gay rights campaign in this country. New York established the Stonewall National Historic Site in 2016. Democratic Governor Jay Inslee says Washington will spell out in state law that hospitals must provide abortions if needed to, quote, stabilize patients. His statement comes as the Supreme Court is expected to rule this month on whether conservative states can bar abortions during some medical emergencies. There's no indication that patients have been denied emergency abortions in Washington, but Inslee says he wants to remove any doubt. This is SRN News. The Pentagon is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Today is Sunday, June the 16th. It's the 168th day of 2024. Today is also Father's Day. On this date in history, 2015, Donald Trump launched his successful campaign to become president of the U.S. with a speech at Trump Tower in Manhattan. This is SRN News.